Close your eyes and watch your breath. The breath is the force of life. It's what keeps the body and mind together. And when the breath flows well in the body, it provides a good place for the mind to stay. And you want the mind to be able to stay here in the present moment so it can see what it's doing. All too often, the mind thinks about things we have no idea where it came from, what's going on inside. It's like there's lots of little workers in there. And the boss knows only about what a few of the workers are doing, but a lot of the other workers are working independently. It's because the boss is looking outside, not looking in the factory. So it's time for the boss to look inside, see what are the workers doing, what kind of things are we creating in this factory. So you want to be able to settle down here steadily in the present moment so you can see clearly, and there's a sense of well-being here. If there's no sense of well-being, then you're not going to want to stay. You want to go looking outside again. So work with the breath. Ask yourself, what kind of breathing is going to feel best right now? Long breathing or short, fast, slow, heavy, light? Experiment to see what kind of breathing the body needs right now, what feels good right now, all the way down through the torso. And that gives you an anchor to help you stay here. And it gives you also a comfortable place to stay. It's like having a good, comfortable chair inside your factory where you can watch all the workers. And you can see who's doing work that's up to standard and who's trying to sneak things out of the back door. Which ones are lazy, which ones are diligent. You get to see this clearly. Which workers you should keep and which workers you should let go. Because there are a lot of old habits we've developed that are just there because we haven't paid careful attention to them. As soon as you start looking at them, begin to realize that this habit is not helpful. It takes energy, and yet it doesn't give you any real well-being. So that's when you can let go. So here's a chance to get to know when something comes out your mouth, why did it come out? What was the intention behind it? When you plan to do something, what are the results you hope to get? What you really expect to get? And when you've done something, okay, do you actually get the results you wanted? If not, then you can go back and change your intentions the next time around. So it's good to be here so you can see these things and make these decisions clearly. So that the factory creates nothing but high standard goods. Skillful actions, skillful words, skillful thoughts. Things you're proud to claim. Okay, this is something that came out of your mind.